my girlfriend.
You rest of your kids here with you too, or?
No, Trixie, one of my daughters, is gonna probably come. She's 15. She's gonna come to Kona, I think, for a weekend. But they're all in school and stuff. So.
When's the last time you went on vacation?
My whole life is a vacation. You know what I mean? You mean when was the last time I came to Hawaii?
No, when's the last time you actually took, like you said, a time here and said I was going away from the whole.
This isn't strictly speaking.
I'm going to be working. Yeah.
You know? So this is a working vacation. Last time I was over here and did this was January. I get out for about anywhere from 3 weeks to a month of diving about twice a year, maybe three times a year. It depends on whether I'm lucky or not, you know, and what the space is like in Grateful Dead's schedule. But usually, for the last 3 years anyway, we've had kind of like occasional month-long holds in our schedules that allow us all to do stuff like this. We finally got smart.
Find it in there, yeah.
Yeah, right. And just say, hey, you know, there's no real reason why we have to work during this period of time. We can work if we want to. But on the other hand, see, this is one of those things that works for you and against you. When you take a vacation, the way the Grateful Dead works and the way the music is and everything like that, when you take a vacation, it takes a while to get back into it. So we still are playing well if we're no farther than 2 weeks from any major shows, you know what I mean? But over 2 weeks, when you get out into 3 weeks and a month, it really starts to get rusty. And so then it's one of those things where we're the first two or three shows of a tour, any given tour, or we're playing makeup, you know. And it takes about three shows or so to get back to where we were. And then another, maybe another week before we start actually getting to new territory, so to speak.
There's no truth that you're scouting out new spots underneath the water. It might be a little more peaceful at this point.
Not really. We have been getting a lot of shit lately back home.
Another one happened this weekend. I just talked to friends in LA.
Well,
a peripheral thing that has nothing to do with the show, but you'll get blamed for it.
That's right. Now somebody will find a way to hang it on us anyway, or we will be
implicated,
smirched. None of the good stuff ever makes it. You know, nothing good ever makes the papers. But of course, that's the nature of news. The nature of news is that it's the bad stuff that you hear mostly. I mean,
I agree. Yeah. I call up the cops every morning who died. No one.
Yeah.
And I get it.
Right.
Damn it. Tell somebody.
It's not news unless something bad happens. So that tends to be. We fall within that parenthesis, you know what I mean? Although the fact is that our shows have actually been getting more well-behaved and more, the audience is getting more and more responsible every show. They're like getting to be amazing now compared to most rock and roll audiences. I mean, our audience actually picks up after itself.
I've been to 105.
You're a demo?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What
I thought you mentioned that to you. No, that was why this was
quite
the photo with you.
See, okay.
Beyond.
Right.
It's like getting to Oz and you know, meeting the wizard. I know you don't like that.
Oh, Jesus.
I know you don't, you know, it's hard for you to accept that there are people like
that. It's hard for me just to play, you know. I mean, everything else, everything above and beyond that is really, it's hard for me to take it seriously because, I mean, really, there's nothing special about being in the Grateful Dead except for what we collectively all go through, you know, but I mean, it's the audience that certainly goes through every bit as much of it as I do.
Oh, yeah,
maybe
no,
more.
It,
you know?
What you do is you, at least from my perspective, is you express what we are actually realizing that we're feeling or what's just underneath our surfaces a lot of times. And
yeah.
I think that's where a lot of your, you know, the fact that you maintain that integrity toward it is what I get.
It's not one of those things that it's not a question of being able to. It's not a question of maintenance. It's one of those things of where we really don't have any choice. You know what I mean? We just do what we think we're doing. You know what I mean? I mean, and our version of the Grateful Dead as well. You know, we have to practice and we have to work up some old tunes. And you know, if Weir has to do that tune one more time, I'm gonna go nuts. You know what I mean? It's real regular. You know?
Yeah.
And we do it just the way we think we're supposed to. But there's something about it that we don't understand either. You know what I mean? And we don't have, and we certainly don't have any control over it. It's just, it's part of what it is, what it turns out to be, you know, somehow. But I can't, I mean, just because we're in that position doesn't mean that we have any, we don't have any jurisdiction over it, certainly. We certainly don't have any control over it. It's, it seems to want to happen, and that's it, you know. All the rest of it is, it's sort of, the whole thing is kind of invented itself, you know. Everybody seems to want it to happen, so whatever it is, happens. It's a mechanism of that sort.